Gasoline prices across the country have jumped to their highest levels in years. This summer, Americans have been driving in record numbers. That, coupled with supply disruptions, sent prices soaring 12 cents per gallon since last week. Demand usually drops off after Labor Day, but as NPR's Elaine Corey reports, consumers may have to wait several weeks before prices begin to fall.
Gasoline usually costs more in San Francisco than in the rest of the nation, but even in the Bay Area, drivers have been shocked by the latest run-up in prices. $2.29 per gallon for self-serve regular at this Shell station.
Oh, it's ridiculously high.
Dan Zeeland is gassing up his small commercial truck. He's a repairman making service calls for a local refrigeration company whose profits decline when gas prices spike.
Well, yeah, it hits us hard because we're a small company and we service the whole Bay Area, so a lot of commute time for us, and we can't really raise the price of service every time the price of gas goes up, so we get to feel it.
Zeeland says it seems like gas prices rise every year before the long Labor Day weekend. That's a common public perception, but one that doesn't match what Energy Department figures reveal. In fact, over the past several years, gasoline prices have actually come down in late August. One difference this summer is that Americans are back on the road after sticking close to home following the World Trade Center attacks. Justin McNall with the American Automobile Association says that's just one of the market forces accounting for this year's boost.
We've had an increase in demand because motorists have been driving a lot more through the second half of the summer. At the same time, we've seen a reduction in supply due to some minor refinery outages, and then the pipeline break and the blackout that hit the Northeast and the Midwest have just been the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back.
The pipeline problems in Phoenix and the refinery outages in the Midwest are just about over, but AAA says it expects more than 33 million Americans to travel by car over the upcoming Labor Day weekend. And yesterday, the Department of Energy reported U.S. gasoline supplies had fallen to their lowest level in almost 3 years. The single most important factor in the price of gasoline is the underlying price of crude oil. And according to John Felmy, chief economist with the American Petroleum Institute, crude oil prices have been rising steadily since their collapse at the outbreak of the war in Iraq.
They've gone from roughly $25 a barrel to about $32, $33 a barrel. And it's because the problems in Iraq, ethnic strife in Nigeria, and turmoil in Venezuela have kept crude oil production down in those areas. And finally, OPEC has cut their production for the remaining members.
As for the future of gasoline prices, Felmy says the main question remains, what will OPEC, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, do when it meets again in late September? According to Felmy, if OPEC decides to raise production, that could help world crude prices and bring relief to drivers at the pump. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.